And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show for you today. It's showtime in Southern California. Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show is right on the cusp here, and we have Bill, Mike, and Jess from the show here to talk all about that Costa Mesa show, as well as the brand new San Diego show, so you'd stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th, at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. You said it best, dude. Showtime.
We're already having now. Fun.
Yeah, this is it. It is official. Yeah. It's no more getting close. It's no more soon. It's on.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Ron Lane always says at Fastlane, they sell fun. That's what these guys sell, too. They sell fun because it's just fun just talking to them. Good morning, Bill.
What's up, boys?
Good morning.
Mike.
What's up?
And welcome, Jess.
Hey, thank you.
Great to have you, and super happy. So, showtime, right, Bill?
Yeah. It is showtime.
God, you guys have been busy. You've been working hard.
Yeah, it's a year-round project for all of us at the team, and it's neat to see it come up. And like Mike always says, you know, it comes in full speed and it's over real fast. You know, we wake up Monday morning and the following Monday it feels like the next day. Yeah.
But then you got another one right after it.
Yeah. We've got a 10-day break and then we're right back at it again for San Diego.
Yeah. First San Diego show for PCS.
It is the first annual PCS San Diego show.
That is so awesome.
And the buildings are full.
Full.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah.
Well, what's so cool is we were talking about that as you were saying, Mike, that the experience is going to be like Costa Mesa. It's going to be a lot of stuff there. And all the key players are going to be there. It's going to be happening in San Diego. So it's both venues are going to be fantastic.
Yeah, but it's going to have your San Diego vibe too as well, right?
Yeah, which is good.
That's the thing, you know, I mean, it's hard to quantify, but that's the biggest thing that I take away from that awesome PCS show in Orange County is the vibe is so cool up there. It's just everybody, you know, the flow of traffic is so good. Everywhere you look, there's something you want to see. There's killer food. There's live music. It's just everybody's in a good mood. You're not like shoulder to shoulder shuffling through. It's just it works so good. It's just such a cool day to go cruising. We talk to guys in the shop. They're like, oh, you know, I don't know if I'm going up there. I don't necessarily need to buy something. Like, that's not what it's about at all. Like, it's a true celebration of the stuff that we like to do. Like, everything that we like is there. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. The main mall area I don't know. There's just something special about it Saturday afternoon when there's just rocking music and the barbecue and just people everywhere, you know.
So it's fun. Totally.
It is so fun.
So, Bill, is it bigger than last year in Costa Mesa?
Yeah, so we've added a few things. We've taken more of that area behind the OC Promenade where the Pacific venue was last year.
Uh-huh.
This year we'll have the Mexican food back there, the full bar. We'll have Carlos, the one that used to be the drummer for Sublime with Rome, with his DJ playing back there.
Cool.
We'll have the Doc Dogs back there. We'll have the Pacific venue, which is like 50 vendors plus our Daiwa stage. We're opening up the Baja Blues restaurant at the fairgrounds there as well. So that's going to cut from the Pacific venue all the way over in the backside there. So
the Baja Blues restaurant, what is that?
So when you go to the Orange County Fair, there's a Mexican restaurant that's just to the right of the hangar that we've never opened up before. But now with the Doc Dogs and the Pacific venue and Carlos playing back there and stuff, you can hang out on that patio there and watch the dogs, drink a beer, and have some tacos. So, yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah, and you ordered up beautiful weather, it looks like.
Dude.
We're not talking about it. Everyone keeps saying that, and it's been a few years of tough weather, I can tell you.
Yeah.
You're due.
But we've dodged a bullet every year, though.
Yeah.
Every year.
Well, it's March, you know. It's March in Southern California. You never know. And Jeff's, what brings you into this world?
This is my fourth year down here.
Okay.
I guide for Bill up in North Idaho, so it's a nice change of scenery. I'd say a break from the cold weather coming down here, and like the guys were just talking about, the atmosphere and the mood at the shows. It's pretty awesome to see, being a fisherman myself and loving the sport. It's awesome to come down and be a part of it.
You're the amazing guy that Ricky got to fish with Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We came back raving about the trip. It was 100% because of Jess. It was 90% Jess. Like 9% me, and then 1% left over for Brandon.
Brandon contributed a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And you fish smallmouth up there mostly.
Yeah, mainly smallmouth. Caught some largemouth. Got these guys their first pike, too. That was pretty awesome.
Wow.
It was fun.
You said the other day you caught a 31-pound pike?
Yeah, yesterday morning before
yesterday on the way to the airport.
On the way to the airport? Come on.
From the shore
or something?
No, I had a little bit of time to sneak out. I added some new graphs on the boat and was really just testing that stuff and got in front of the right one, and it bit and didn't break me off. So, yeah, new personal best pike yesterday, 31 pounds.
31 pounds. Are you doing seminars at the show?
I'm not, no.
He should be. He really should be. Absolutely.
He gets the best seat in the house. He runs the slideshows and stuff for the Penn Berkeley stage.
Oh, okay.
And he's
which is kind of the main stage.
They all have great stuff on it, but he also runs around and gets all the slideshows going on each of the stages. So he's running that department completely.
Wow.
That fishing operation that they have is, I mean, again, there's no reason to continue to gush over. It is so, so cool. I know
I gotta go.
Frank Lopresti is going fishing with
you. Oh, is Frank going?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like, it is,
cool.
It is just to it. We came back and like shared notes with Frank, and like he was on the phone the next day taking a trip. It's really
Bill,
cool.
I want some of that.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think Ben Seacrest is coming up the end of April. We got a bunch of guys coming
cool.
up. And down
oh,
there,
that's so cool. Is that a good time to go, Jess?
Yeah, it's always a good time.
It's always
awesome. It just depends on how you want to catch them. When we were up there, you know, we were catching them on swim baits and stuff. They even pulled out the 5/8 ounce War Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Got them on that. It's a good time.
The War Eagle. So all spring and summer and fall?
Yeah, mainly like April through November. I mean, we fish year round if the weather allows it, but it's usually
which it has
good.
This year, right?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Been able to get on the water pretty much year round.
Yeah. What's the I mean, you guys live up there in the north, and speculation about this super dry, warm. Is it everybody kind of scared about fires and just not talking about that? It's like what's going on? What's the thought? Have you ever seen anything like this before up there?
So he's lived his whole life up there. I've been spending time up there, but the one thing that is true is that the higher mountains do have snow. So like I have cameras up where I hunt, and I have cameras that are 5 feet deep in snow at 6,000 feet. So it's just in town the last couple of years, it's been rain and not snow.
Yeah.
And if it is snow, it doesn't stick and it's gone the next day. I prefer, if I'm going to sit up there and it's going to be cold, I want to see white. I want to see white snow covering all of the trees and everything. It's beautiful.
Well, then he could track the animals better in the snow as well.
So really, it's not as dry as it maybe looks
like.
No, it's been
wet.
Moisture. And I've heard from a couple people that there's still like 70% snowpack, so it's definitely drier than normal, right. But we should be all right.
That's actually as good or better than it is down here, which we've had just lots of rain down here.
Yeah, like 19 inches in L.A., I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. But anyway, so talking about the show, looking at the great job that Western Outdoor News did with the with your program, all the seminars, or most of the seminars, shall we say, are listed in there, right, Mike?
Yep. And all their specials, they're pretty accurate right there.
Yeah. Amazing lineup of seminars.
It's crazy.
I mean, some of the stuff that you see in there is just, I mean, it's... And that's kind of what you started with, Bill, is that you really were a festival. You were kind of a seminar festival.
Yeah, the show was based more around education, and there were vendors there as well to sell products. And as it's grown, we've kept the education side extremely important, but we've also added in, you know, all of the retail and all the manufacturers and everything. So, yeah, it's been pretty neat. It's morphed into something completely different. I think Mike said it before, you know, the show's just kind of taken on a life of itself. And every year it kind of drives us in a different direction. You know, you seem to have different categories that step up one year. Some categories get a little bit lower, but it's always full of industry guys. You know, it's all industry products in the buildings in Orange County. So
I remember when I first started working with Bill, the first seminar that I put together was like one guy on the stage, right? Bass fisherman or something. Right. And Bill's like, no, that's not how we do it, bro. We do panel format with a moderator, and it's absolutely the way to go because you can put these four guys up on stage, three guys up on stage. The camaraderie there seems to be like, and the moderator keeps it going.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, it's very entertaining and educational.
And it's always the thing, like the best question, or the best answers never come from the initial question. It's always like, you know, what's the best 40-pound rig? And then one guy just starts going down the rabbit hole, and then his two buds chime in, and then, like, next thing you know,
there's a conversation taking place.
And you're just getting info out of the bag that just doesn't normally come out because everybody buds, and they're all talking, and everybody's excited, and they start remembering about trips, and, like, it's the way to go.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, I think definitely the format of that. The best thing is, to me, it's similar with writing in the magazine. There's so many guys with knowledge, but they're not guys that are writers. And there's so many guys with knowledge, and they're not public speakers. So we make it super easy on them to sit up there and let somebody guide them through it. You know, Todd Manser handles the Penn Berkeley stage. Having somebody guide them through is how you draw that information out of these guys. And that's been, I think that's some of the magic there.
And we know Todd loves to talk, so he's
he's really good.
And then we always try to we always every year try to sneak somebody in that's kind of a unique old timer or something. So this year is Saturday morning with Brandon Hayward. Alan Watson's going to come up and do a
no kid. OG. Wow.
I think that's kind of, we always try, like last year we had Carl, you know, Steve's been involved at our stuff, but we always try to bring in someone that's kind of unique, doesn't typically speak, but it's someone that there's a lot of people would enjoy getting.
Alan, why? How'd you get him?
Yeah, how'd you pull that out?
Right?
Brandon.
Brandon. Hayward, baby.
That's cool. So, yeah, but you just look at it, like coastal bass fishing with Benny and Eric and Bobby Martinez, Jerry. I mean, 7-day long-range sport fishing with some
guys.
Well,
the deep drop thing bit last year real good. Yeah. There's a lot of big fish. So
with Jake. Jake is a master.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be cool. And Bryce Herman, he's up north. So we got a nice combo.
Yeah, there. Some of the guys. And jigging and yellowtail, sea bass, and then Sierras. You have Sierras on the fly, largemouth bass. You've got kind of both fresh and saltwater all covered.
Some kayak stuff this year.
Kayaks,
How did you get Renee from the Shogun? Like he doesn't speak. I mean, that, you want to talk about a true master, but like you never get a seminar out of somebody like it. But that, there's no way outside of the panel format that you make that happen. But like you said, now all of a sudden the guy's there with his bros, and it just starts to flow.
Yeah, that was a Steve Carson lineup. He comes down here and he walks the boats, man. He makes it happen.
And that's Steve Carson's going to be the host of that. And Steve, of course, is super good at that. And Roy, with Roy Rose and Mike Lackey,
come on
with Renee.
Come on.
I think that's a part of the magic, too, is that, you know, these guys don't have the questions ahead of time typically. You know, they don't have the questions ahead of time. So they show up and they're hit right off the top of their head, which I always tell people,
the best
information comes off the cuff because when they have to think about it, they come up with these answers that have these big drawn out things that don't need to be said.
Yeah.
When it's right off the top of your head, that's when the real info comes out.
Yeah.
So, Jess, you get to see and watch all these seminars and kind of oversee it. What's some of the standouts from, say, last year that you saw?
Honestly, all of them are pretty interesting to me because I'm a freshwater guy. So learning about all this saltwater stuff is awesome. You know, the similarities that I'm seeing and differences and just getting to hear these guys talk that I've heard their names a lot, you know, just coming from an outside perspective, getting to see them firsthand. And honestly, like over and over, it's really cool learning everything. And like every different seminar, I pick up something new. It's always, you know, a different piece of information.
And with all the different players involved, that's what's so cool. Is that, and rather than just one guy talking, the panel.
That's the magic,
so
I think.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way to put it, the magic, So what are some of the other fun things that people can look for coming up at the Costa Mesa show this coming Thursday?
That's right. So if you're going to bring your families, we've got the Free Kids Trout Pond that Captain Mikey and Terry from Official Business Outdoors run for us. That's always been super popular. That's filled with kids. Prehistoric Jay is going to be there with his animals.
Oh, man, that's so
wild. We've
that's
got the so gold crazy. Panning. Yeah. Mike's brought in a falconry person. I mean, there's just some really neat stuff. But the new thing is that Doc Dog's set up for the family. So that's going to be just more entertainment. We're always trying to add value. As the people will talk to us about ticket prices and stuff, we have not raised the ticket prices in, I don't know, 5 years, but we keep adding more and more value. That's why when people say, are there discounts for this people and these different ones, it's like, no, everyone's getting a discount. We have not raised the prices. Kids 12 and under are free, as well as active duty military with an ID are free to get into the show as well.
Yeah. That's awesome. So kids 12 and under get in free. And
they
active
do.
Duty military.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what we were saying for San Diego. If you're a guy on the base and you've got a bunch of buddies, grab 20 buddies and come down and enjoy the show.
Get a bus.
Yeah.
Bring it over.
Come down and have a great time. We appreciate you guys and want you to be there. So.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then the retail side is, we started looking at the retail side of the show. Something that a lot of shows lack is the manufacturer booths to go with the retail. We were talking about it from an electronic side standpoint for boats. Every single manufacturer of a big electronics for boats, they all have a factory booth, which means they have their factory representatives there to walk you through the product before you walk over to Johnson Hicks and buy it.
I love that.
Wow.
Like, that's super cool. Or if we're talking about a CalStar rod, you can go and look at a CalStar rod, walk right over to Rick, and buy the rod right there.
Yeah.
Like, how cool is that?
Pretty
you
amazing.
Can talk to the people. Nothing against people that sell retail stuff, but you can't be an expert at every single product in that entire store. You can be very close.
Yeah.
But when you get to the manufacturer, they have all the detail stuff.
And you get to compare everybody. If you're in the market for a new reel, you get to walk in and talk to Daiwa, then you get to talk to Penn, then you get to talk to Shimano, and like, you hear it from all of them. Then you go to your favorite retailer or multiple retailers and you talk to all of those guys.
That's right.
You talk to two of the guys that are giving seminars. Like, there is in one spot you can make the most informed decision. And let's face it, some of this gear, like, you better be doing your research. Like, some of the gear is expensive now. And, like, you're making a true investment, and you will be the most informed you could possibly be. Like, you can get all the info from all the manufacturers, lay everything out, put your hands on everything, then get to make your purchase. And you're making your purchase at a discount anyways.
Right. And then you can go take it to the your reel to the Berkeley line winding booth and get free Pro Spec braid on any reel in the show that you buy.
Any reel in the show that you buy.
$50 or more, you take the receipt and the reel, you bring it over to their booth, and they will wind it up with braid.
And if you're really lucky, the head guy for Penn, Japo, will be there winding it for you.
Oh.
I saw him winding back there last year. I was like, Japo.
Oh, yeah, he gets in there, man.
Yeah,
you're in charge of the whole thing now.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is under you. What are you doing? I've got reels to fill, man.
It got bigger, so they actually ended up taking more space for that.
Wow.
That's cool.
And then our friends, we were talking about electronics. Our friends at Baker Marine are going to be there with Fujinon binoculars, the Fujinon booth.
That's
and
right.
You can actually hold and see the different Fujinon binoculars.
Oh, that's cool.
And see
we almost
why
talked
you
those
have
guys
to have it.
We almost talked those guys into a Where's Waldo thing where you could look out way across the fairgrounds and look into a tree and find a little
that
bird or something.
Cool.
Yeah, because those are amazing.
But you also mentioned, too, Johnson Hicks and all the different manufacturers' representatives that are surrounding Johnson Hicks. Raymarine,
Bruno, Garmin, yeah. Simrad, Lowrance.
They're all around him.
They are.
He sells it, but then all the manufacturers' reps will actually be there to help you guide you through each and each.
In their own factory booths.
Yeah,
which is super cool. You don't see that at any shows except for the giant, like, Miami shows and things like that. So that's been a real blessing to have those guys there to really give the private boater the experience they need.
Yeah.
And then this year with Geico being our presenting sponsor, has just really given us that extra boost for marketing. And I think this year is going to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, for sure. And then the boats, of course.
Speaking of
Geico, you got to have insurance, on your boat. And that's what they do. And the boats, right when you walk in the Parker boat display from West Coast Marine with Yamaha outboards
and stuff
like that. You said the Parker people are going to be here this
year. Yeah, there's some high-ups from a lot of companies coming out to the show. Cool. I think with the Mike and I were talking, you know, it's become very well recognized across the country now to the point that manufacturers are dropping their new products. It's like Penn dropping their new or bringing back the –
the OG Fathom, the Black Fathom.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. It's things like that. I mean, you look around, I think CalStar's got stuff launching. I think a whole bunch of brands have brand new things launching. That is what makes it that retail version of that, you know, new product launch. That's exciting for the public. You know, most people have always had to where, you know, they hear about ICAST and things like that back in Florida, but they don't get to see the new products until they hit the tackle stores.
Mm-hmm.
This, a lot of times, is the launch of these new products to the public. It's your first time to see a lot of it.
Yeah, and one of the products that are launching, and we might as well, as you can hear, a great show, we're giving this launch rod away today.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool. I mean, if you didn't catch the show yesterday, we got a chance to talk about it. So CalStar, same thing. Like, CalStar was busy all year long, and I thought it was cool, too. It's just a testament to how popular the show is. They had several things that were done that they could have captured a little bit of the season, but waited to make the debut for the PCS show. And probably the biggest one is this brand new. So it is a fully, completely different design, a departure from the normal grade of CalStar into something brand new. And they call this a hybrid rail rod. So they set out to build like the perfect series of jigging rods, went through 40 different prototypes. They were coming down. They would come down to the tackle store once every couple of weeks. We'd pull on them. They'd go with all the guys on the boats. Everybody would put their input. They wanted to build the perfect jigging rods, which I think they did. But in learning how to do that, gave them the technology to build this, which is their hybrid rail rod. This is called a GFHR, for hybrid rail rod, 84 heavy. They make it in a heavy and an extra heavy. And it's basically a jigging style rod, which is very soft in the tip, very easy for a guy to hang on to, like very little back pressure. And back pressure is like when the rod's in your waist and you really have the thing loaded up, it's not pushing. It's not pushing against. It's very comfortable to hang on to.
And like, I mean, it's super lightweight.
Yeah. Like a jigging rod, it weighs nothing and has incredible power. So it is the first time you'll ever get to see these. And they're doing their display. The first time one's given away is here at Let's Talk. Yeah. This will be the very first one. Awesome. And they're making the debut to the public for purchase at the PCS show.
Thanks, Chris, for that. Yeah. And we might mention, it's from yesterday's winners and today's winners. Right. Yesterday's winner, we drew and flipped the coin. And yesterday's winner was Rick in Chula Vista.
Oh,
so he has a 50% shot at winning this rod today, as well as somebody today that we're going to give it away to.
Yeah, right? It's a fantastic opportunity. Brand new rod from CalStar. And we're so pumped to get to give that away to one lucky caller. In addition to winning that rod, you're also going to get two tickets to your choice of PCS shows. Whether you choose to go to the Orange County show, the brand new Del Mar show, it is coming your way. We're really pumped. It's going to be a very fun show. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973. Or send us a text. Man, the text of the show has gotten so popular, my phone has been dinging off full speed since we had the boys on here this morning. Lots of great texts coming through. If you do want to send a text to the show, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your text is all we need in case you're the winner of that unbelievable CalStar rod. One more thing to make mention from CalStar. And again, you want to talk about a cool thing they're doing at the show. If you buy any CalStar rod at the PCS show, you're going to get a free sweatshirt, sun shirt, or t-shirt, your choice. In addition to that, CalSTAR is going to make a $20 donation. $10 of that donation goes to CCA. The other $10 goes to Friends of Rollo.
That's awesome.
On every single rod you get, you buy a blank, you're going to get a T-shirt or a hat as well, and they're going to make that same $20 donation strictly out of their pocket just because it's the right thing to do. Going to have a lot of fun this morning. Again, if you want to join us, 833-288-0973. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3. The Fan.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Come see Baker Marine at the PCS show in Costa Mesa and Del Mar to explore the full Fujinon binocular lineup and take advantage of the fantastic show specials, only from Baker Marine. Need the best? Fujinon Staviscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even through rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast and services all brands of binoculars. They also have super lightweight stabilized binoculars for hunting and other outdoor activities. Visit Baker Marine at PCS Costa Mesa and Del Mar shows and take advantage of the exclusive show specials. Or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. BakerMarine.com.
The sports shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you always wanted. West Coast Marine will have Parker and Camus boats, along with Yamaha outboards, at the PCS shows in Costa Mesa and Del Mar this year, all at special boat show prices. Owner Nick Kelly will show you all the latest boats from Parker. These are models designed with the West Coast angler in mind, and the ultimate platform for our kind of fishing. West Coast Marine has a great inventory of Parker and Camus boats and Yamaha outboards at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa 2, along with the finest service on Yamaha outboards and more. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the PCS shows in Costa Mesa and Del Mar, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and see their inventory of new and used boats and Yamaha outboards. Check West Coast Marine.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time with the boys in here this morning. I am so fired up for this show to be here. It is really happening. Again, if you want to get through, join us this morning on the Fan, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us. Or, again, send us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We are so full of text message questions right now. We got 2 hours, man.
We got full phones. Yeah, Jeff's busy at the Fan, but call him when a line opens, 833-288-0973. I think everybody's out there is excited for these shows.
Yeah, you think?
Up, right? All right.
I know our crew is, man. We're pumped. It's fun.
Let's jump into the phone.
You got it. We're going to start it off this morning with John. He's called us from Escondido this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. What a fabulous show this is going to be. I get to start it off. It's more comments, right? Your show is like your magazine, right? You turn another page, and it's like, wow. You know, I'm not a surf fisherman. But when you put a five-page Gunny Gunderson, you know, and I've probably read it five times, and you know, and you're everything's like that. So thank you very much. And the fact that when I come in with my ticket, I take it back to I forget who it was last year, but and I get a free magazine all year long. And so thank you for doing that. It's just a bonus for coming to the show. And now you're going to come down to San Diego also, so now I get 8 days of fishing, you know, shows.
I love it. Yeah.
Thank you again for everything you guys do.
We appreciate you, man. The shows wouldn't be here without folks like you coming out and supporting us.
Hey, well, I had a great text come through, John. Appreciate that very much. It says, good morning, guys. I need a little guidance from Bill, Mike, and Jess. I've enjoyed going to PCS since it was a single hanger to the extravaganza that you put on now. However, I live in San Diego, and I'm debating whether to attend the local show or drive up to OC versus Del Mar. Is there enough difference between the two shows that one should likely attend both? I plan to buy another rod. I need a reel. Looking most forward to buying plastics and jigs. And I don't know exactly, but I don't know what else I need to play with. Also, I'm maybe looking for a new reel on that brand new CalStar about to win at the end of the show. Might be a perfect fit. That's all from Ted in San Diego.
Ted.
Yeah, thanks for the question. What I would say is they are both going to be absolute giant shows. Del Mar will have all of those huge buildings will be filled to the brim with 10x10s with all of the fishing stuff. The neat part is,
boats, everything.
Yeah, we have about a 60 to 70% duplicate rate, and then everything else is brand new down there. So they are two completely different shows. I think there's more of the San Diego culture and flair and local companies down here.
San Diego Ford dealers are going to be involved down here in Del Mar, right?
Yeah, my thought is, I think this year I would go to both if you can. You know, you need to see both. I think there's two completely different setups. Seminars are different, completely different. I would definitely recommend doing both, and then you can make your decision in the future. But you definitely need to come out and see the San Diego show as well, because it's not a San Diego show you've ever seen. It is brand new.
That was sure my thought too. Like, you at least in the first year, you know, after a year or two of it, then maybe you'll decide, hey, this is what I need, or this is what I want, or I like how this one is laid out. But for the first year, you can't miss it. Like, first off, we all know you can't miss Orange County. It is the show of shows. And you know, eventually that might be San Diego for you, that opinion. But how are you going to, you know, you couldn't make a call at least this year. There's no way.
Yeah, my feeling is that instead of San Diego being kind of a secondary show, it truly is a primary show just like Orange County. We're treating it exactly the same amount of bands, same amount of excitement.
Wow.
We brought down some of the same food that people love from up there.
Cool.
Seaside Smokehouse and the Chicken Bowl guys, which everyone loves. We've got them down there. There's some crossover, but it is sure going to be an amazing show, and there's a lot of new vendors. The thing is, in Orange County, we can't fit everybody. So there's a large group of folks that could not get into Orange County that are now down in San Diego. So you're going to see all new vendors.
Yeah. Does San Diego have the potential to become larger than Orange County? And I don't mean like popularity, but just like footprint wise.
So interestingly enough, you know, when we first signed up to do this, I thought it was smaller. You know, Mike and I went down and I met with the head honchos over at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and I thought, oh, we'll just grab this up. We only need to sell a couple hundred booths and this thing will rock. Then we started taking measurements of the buildings and seeing, because that show's never been laid out in a way that we do with all 10x10s. It's been a different type of layout in the past, the previous show that was down there. So we started looking, and the potential for 10x10 booth space is actually larger in Del Mar than it is in Orange County.
No kidding.
Shockingly.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it blew me away. I couldn't believe it.
You mean right now it is? I was thinking like the potential years down the road.
Yeah, the potential to put booths in there. We have sold, I don't know if it's 470 10x10s or something like that.
Wow.
But the potential for there, if we just start squeezing things to the brim where you have no breaks in any aisles and stuff, you're talking getting up into the high 500s, which we do in 8 buildings in Orange County.
Crazy.
And that's in 3 buildings. So it's incredible what can be done down there.
So it could be bigger.
That's right.
Well, it's going to be giant this year. When you see it, you all are going to be completely blown away.
Yeah.
I know that people hear about it and they go, oh, yeah, you know, there's been San Diego shows, you know, in the past and they were okay. But this is going to be, you're going to walk in and think you're in Orange County, but with a San Diego flair.
That's cool. Hey, Doug is visiting from Arkansas, he says, and he wants to know if he can pull a truck with a trailer in the Costa Mesa facility and park.
That's a tough one. I know in the vendor area, I know that they have trailer area. He would have to call the fairgrounds and ask on that. Yeah. I don't think we've ever had attendees. No, we don't. Let me tell you, the parking is the least expensive there of any facility that I know of in California. It went up a little bit, but it's still way below what these other ones are. We make no money off the parking. We don't control the parking.
But they have tons of parking.
They have tons of parking. And we actually have to pay the fairgrounds for their attendance to make sure there's enough tenants there, but we don't make a dime off the parking.
Yeah.
That is not our deal.
But the good news is the parking's not exorbitant. $15 or something like
that?
Yeah,
it's now gone up to 15, which
up
most places
15.
Are 20, 25.
Yeah.
And, for a ball game, it's $70.
Yeah.
To park your car somewhere.
And that's something that we definitely need to get out before the San Diego show as well. If you go on there and buy your parking ahead of time on the Del Mar website, I think the parking is like 17 instead of 20 down there or something like that. So if people buy it ahead of time, Orange County doesn't have that available, but that is a San Diego thing to avoid the higher parking down there.
I know these guys can't tell him yes because, you know, if you say yes and there's a problem, it's but I can say it. That parking lot is huge. In my, there's no way you're not going to find an ample spot. Like, it might not be the upfront first row parking spot, and these guys can't say it because, you know, if there's a problem, it falls back on them. Nothing falls back on me. I can assure you, you are not going to have a problem. No,
if you have a problem, we'll give Rick
give
it to Rick.
Yeah. Everybody's already got it.
You're good. Come on down. Bring two. Get a bigger trailer.
All right, well, phones are still packed up. Let's jump into it.
All right, Robert in Canyon Country is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Robert, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Got all excited about that 31-pound pike. Always wanted to catch a pike. What's a good time for that, and what did that 31-pounder fall for?
You know, I really like fishing in the spring right now just because they're heavy. So, like, late winter, early spring before they spawn is going to be the biggest they are all year. We fish for them year-round up on Coeur d'Alene Lake. I guide up there. So if you guys want to come up, Coeur d'Alene Sport Fishing, you guys can check us out online. But that fish yesterday ate a jerkbait. Kind of scared me because I was just testing out some electronics, and I didn't have pike lead or anything really set up for it. So when it came up, shook its head, and I couldn't see my bait at all with 12-pound.
Ooh.
It was a little, little bit of a rush.
Got him. Because they
had it in the boat. They got a lot of teeth.
Yeah.
When Brandon and I would, like, the smallmouth fishing they have there is truly world class. It's not good. It's not better than average. I mean, it is true world class. Like, you will potentially put together the biggest stringers of your entire life of anywhere in the world on that lake with Jess. And the funny part was Brandon and I were both the most excited about catching a pike, which is way down the list. You know, it'd be like coming to San Diego and being so excited to catch a, you know, mackerel. You know what I mean? Like, but neither of us had ever seen or caught one. And Brandon
they pull hard.
There, it's just cool. It's a cool thing that we're not used to catching. You know, it's a freshwater wahoo, man. I was hyped. It's cool. It's a really cool experience. Yeah. Plus, the lake is gorgeous. Like, the backdrop that you get to fish is really cool. It's a lot of fishing just like we do, at least for us. You know, guys. It's semi-lame when it comes to that. It's a lot of chucking and winding. It's fun bites. Like, it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, when you talk about them being like a freshwater wahoo, when I first bought my house up there, I took my dad and my two boys out, and we found this spot kind of on our own because we didn't know what we were doing up there. And we found this weed bed, and I think we had 18 to 20 of them between 8 and 22 pounds.
Wow.
In like a three-hour window, and it was like wahoo fishing.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Every spinnerbait, you cast it on the surface, you'd see them make those passes, and then they would catch it. They'd eat it and jump out of the water. It was just like wahoo fishing. You have them practically slam into the side of the boat trying to eat the baits.
This is in Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, that was in August. So we fished big Chinooks up there in August as well, up to like 30 pounds.
Chinooks.
So we were Chinook fishing.
Are they sea-run Chinooks? Or
no, they're landlocked. So they eat the kokanee all year. They get giant. They're like footballs. We were done finishing up salmon fishing, and we slid into that weed bed, and I think we caught 20 of those big pike in no time. So it's a neat fishery, I can tell you.
Kokanee is like amazing. Unlocks the potential of that place, right? It's like the ultimate food
it's
source.
The key. It is.
It's like everything gets giant in that lake because of those kokanee. Like, everything just slurps them up. So the second a smallmouth is big enough to eat a kokanee, it turns into a fish that you rarely see over 2 pounds to 5 and 6 pounders not being common.
Kind of like our rainbow trout down here.
That's it.
Yeah. Kokanee are landlocked sockeye.
Yeah,
is that what they are?
That's correct. Yeah.
And they eat very well too, right?
Yeah, they're great eating. Yeah. You know, a lot of people fish for them. We prefer fishing for the fish that eat them. So that's a fun way to put it. But.
Cool. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Joe, who's called us from San Pedro this morning. What's up, Joe? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, man. My favorite time of year going to this show.
Yeah.
Always appreciate that.
You always got to find, there's always something on your list for there, you know. It's a great time. Anyway, you guys have already kind of partially answered my question I was going to bring up regarding the parking. I don't know if anybody's got any pull or juice with somebody that's oversees that thing, man, but if there was an extra entrance besides that one main, you know, drive to get in, you guys are, the show is so good and so successful that, that the cars are lined up to the freeway to get in to see you guys, man. So.
Yeah, we've, I appreciate your input on that. So the deal is we've actually, I mean, we've practically blocked the exit coming off the 55. You know, the police departments have said stuff. They actually do open up each of the different entrances. There ends up three open once that, that first one starts to back up because they get in trouble from the police department and the highway patrol. So they open up each one. The issue is that people stay in that line and don't go around to the next one. But as soon as that gets stacked, they open up the next one. And as soon as that gets stacked, they open up the third one.
So don't be a cattle.
Yeah, there are other ways to go. There is.
Yeah.
Once
so
that gets
into the same line.
Yeah, because they get in trouble with the highway patrol. They have to open up more.
Yeah.
They can't just have the one main one. But I know how it feels that way. And, yeah, every year we have a big discussion with them about parking and making sure that the major issue is it's like the Orange County Fair. You know what I mean? There's so many people trying to get in at the same time. But definitely look for another entrance. If that one's backed up, go around. Go around the corner and get into the next one because there are more.
Maybe try another exit or something.
We can also go up the 405 and get off at Fair Drive and come in the back
way.
Fairview.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, there's two different ways to go in, and they do have multiple entrances open, but I know if you're coming off the 55 there, you feel like that's all they got.
Yeah.
So appreciate you coming out. Appreciate your.
Definitely. You have a good text on
it. I thought so. It says, hey, good morning, guys. I'm really looking forward to upping my plastics game at this year's PCS show. Do you guys know if Corey Sandin will be at these shows? I'd like to see how he rigs his 5-inch drop shot bait that he uses for shore fishing. That's from Bob in Carlsbad.
Yeah, Corey's at both shows. Both shows, and I think he's going to get involved in some of our seminar stuff.
He's right next to the Let's Talk Hookup booth.
Yeah.
Which is right
County.
Next to Haida Gwaii Safaris, right?
That's right.
In the Costa Mesa
building. That's right.
And at Del Mar, he'll be doing some seminars.
Seminars, too.
Yeah.
And he'll be selling baits out of his booth.
Yep.
That's
Corey's
right.
been working diligently here for the last couple months.
That's what I hear.
Putting his booth together and everything and pouring a ton of baits. And
it's been a while since he's been at shows.
So great to have him.
Yeah, it's awesome to have him back.
Corey at a show is like a spectacle.
People love it. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
So, he said, no way I'm ever doing
a show ever again. Yeah. And now
we're retirement
right?
for PCS
yeah.
shows. Yeah. Then we were giving him the hardest time because he said he was never going to do it. He came by the shop the other day to load us up on bait. And he goes, yeah, I was going to. He goes, I was just going to do it really simple and just have a table and just have some baits. And then next thing you know, and he starts showing us pictures, shows us this beautiful booth they put together and all the baits. Just like, it's going to be a, it's going to be
it'll
very
be, he'll be just like everybody else. Yeah, this year it'll be a 10-by. And then Sunday afternoon when we see him, he'll be like, dude, I need more space for next year.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your great text messages, more with Mike, Jess, and Bill. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Gamakatsu has amazing show deals for you. Buy any two packs of Gamakatsu hooks and get one free. That in itself is an amazing deal. But get this. Purchase $25 of Gamakatsu products at the show and get a free pocket utility case. Purchase $50 of Gamakatsu products at the show and receive a free Gamakatsu everyday carry knife worth almost $100 at participating dealers while supplies last. Only from Gamakatsu at the PCS shows.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. We will have exclusive products and promotions available only from us. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else at the show will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
This is Jeff Squires from One Cool Tuna and OCT Jigs. I've known Yusuf for over 15 years, and he is the expert when it comes to real estate. He has helped me sell my condo and helped me build a financial plan plan for my transition to the new area. He knows the answers to the hard questions that an average guy like myself doesn't understand. Yusuf not only is a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He has helped me and my friends and family find what they are looking for in their new home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from me. Yusuf is the best when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, talking PCS shows. Again, if you want to join, it's been a very, very busy morning on the phones. We are 100% packed up right now, but plenty of time for your phone calls. It's 833-288-0973. And again, send us those Let's Talk Hookup app, man. We got plenty of room for your text messages coming through. It's been a great, busy morning.
Really fun.
Speaking of great times and great fishing, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, pardon me, which today is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We got him, the man, Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing, standing by this morning. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, PCS fam. Everyone doing good this morning?
Yo, yo.
Good, Woolley.
Good. Good, good, man. Good morning. Hey, great week, man. This weather is just still the star of the show, man. It's just a phenomenal week. Good conditions. Half-day bass fishing was just steady for the end of February. It's amazing how it's just been steady. 61, 62-degree water. So fish caught on live baits this week near the surface. It was kind of nice to scale down your sinker size a little bit. Quarter-ounce sliding egg sinker, size 1 hook, 4- to 5-inch sardine was catching some nice calico bass for our guys. Anglers fishing a bait on the bottom, so that's some nice sand bass. Rubber lures accounted for some fish near the surface or midwater, like those fluke baits, some grubs, things like that. Fished really well also for our guys this week. Good to know sheephead back on the table for both boat-based anglers this week, being the first of the month here. So you'll see some of that in our fish counts here as we roll through the month here. Guys bring in shrimp, clam, some of that exotic bait. We'll see some nice ones, I'm sure. And then out deeper, the sculpin whitefish have provided some pretty good opportunity for our guys out there. We did have to battle some downhill current, some pretty stiff downhill current. So fishing a 10 or a 12-ounce torpedo sinker in a couple hundred feet of water wasn't ideal. Hard to keep the line straight, but the guys that toughed it out, scaled down their tackle to some of the 20, 30-pound braid, were able to kind of cut through that water and that current a little bit better and saw a little bit more success that way out in that deeper water. And then on our halibut front, that 25-pound fish that we caught the week before last ended up taking the honors for the February big fish.
Nice.
So with March comes a reset on that whole deal. So the halibut trip that we had this last week had a handful of keeper fish. Something on the smaller size, like 5 to 8 pound fish, but still seeing it where we need to see it. And gosh, in years past, we've kind of struggled for a couple of years on that halibut derby, but it's good to see some fish in those areas. And then finally, yeah, we're going to be at the show. We're stoked. We'll be in booth 174 in the Los Alamitos Hall. We'll have the Fury. We'll have a booth for the first time right next to us in 175. So we're looking forward to spending some time up there with our friends this week and talking fishing and that kind of stuff. So if you're not at the show and you want to come fishing this week, give us a call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can always hit us on the web at danaworth.com.
Fantastic, Willie. Fantastic. We'll see you up at the show in Costa Mesa. Looking forward to it. And, wow, Fury, too. That's fantastic. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, Marcus is stoked. He's got that all set up. So I'll be up there Thursday, Friday, and be sure, hopefully, see you guys up there.
We'll see you there. All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Get the report. I'll bet this is going to be wide open. You know what happens typically during the show? Yellowtail, sea bass, just going off, right? And we're in the show, and people are catching fish.
That's
so you know that's going
to
happen.
Yeah. Bluefin.
No. That's going to happen the week after.
Okay.
It's going to bite in between the Del Mar show and then the San Diego show is going to hit. It's going to be terrible that week, but great show.
Okay.
Great show weather.
All right.
Great weather. Then we're going to move into the season.
Okay.
For sure.
Perfect.
I can handle that.
Yeah.
I can handle that
scenario. Yeah, for sure.
Well, the phones are absolutely packed. If you want to get through, there is one line open. I should say it was packed when we went through the break. 833-288-0973 is how you jump in right now.
I have a great text here from Mike in Oceanside. He says, good morning, Pete, Rick, and great guests, Bill, Mike, and Jess. And just wanted to share, I'm super stoked to have the first annual PCS show in Del Mar this year. I'm so excited. Been going to Orange County show and we'll start still go now. I also have a show in my backyard. Thanks for all the great work and killer shows. Appreciate you guys very much.
That's so cool.
You got 100 texts already, and like a lot of them are that. Right.
I was gonna say that's like the difficulty thing. We've been weeding through in the best of ways. They're all. Yeah. I can't wait for San Diego show. I'm so excited. Yeah. Orange County's here. It's my favorite show. Like they're all full of accolades.
Full of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's really nice for us because when we were pushed by our vendors for a few years to do this. And the way we do things is right, and we did not want to come down unless we could put together a show that San Diego would be proud to have. And I'm pretty darn sure we've completed the task. I think everyone's going to love it.
Taking my Let's Talk Hookup hat off and going Fisherman Signing Tackle, we are super excited. We've doubled our space for the San Diego show. Like we think it's going to be a very popular show, and we're really excited about it. It's our hometown crowd. Like, we're going to have, you know, all kinds of – we're doing some – you know, we talked about it with Doug yesterday. Like, having double the space is going to allow us to do some things that we just can't do in Orange County. You know, like, some things are just too bulky. Like, we talked about those boots yesterday. We would love to do that in Orange County. We can't physically bring the amount of stuff up because it's too much space. So there'll
Here
be some things in San Diego that we just get to do that we just can't do in OC.
Yeah, it's super cool.
It's like you say, it's not one or the other. It's both.
Yeah it's going to be two different shows.
Totally.
Yeah. And I know Turner's Outdoorsman's heavily involved in both shows, too. And the cool thing is there's two completely different venues where Turner's and Fisherman's Landing and other dealers are.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. At each of the shows, we try to evenly distribute the retailers. So every building you go into has got a couple of retailers, but we distribute them very evenly throughout the show.
Yeah.
Every building in Del Mar will have different retailers. I think Turner's will have their specials. I think they said they were emailing out this morning.
Right.
So people should start seeing those. We'll start putting them on social media this afternoon or tomorrow.
That's
so,
for the Costa Mesa show.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then they'll have another set of specials.
They have a giant booth down in San Diego as well.
In San Diego.
Yep.
All right. It's hard to call it Del Mar San Diego.
Well,
it's
we
like
call
slash,
it the Sandy, right?
San Diego
Sport Fishing Show in San Diego at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
At the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Yes,
I like that.
It is for San Diego.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, surf guru Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
What up, Gundy?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
How's it going, Jeff?
Doing well.
Mike is very excited to hear you.
Gundy!
On, man.
What's up?
Hey, you know, we had a run of kind of crummy weather, and we had that 3 inches of rain and all of that, and up until last weekend, not the best conditions, but boy, the weather straightened out, the tides improved, and the rain, wind, poor conditions gone, and some pretty, pretty good fishing. The water is still warm, you know, on the northern end there. We got 61 degrees up Santa Barbara Ventura and then 62, 63 down here. So, you know, we're kind of in a different situation for this time of year, but, you know, bring it on. The barred perch bite, according to Hook, Line, Sinker, was very good this week with solid perch catches. And get this, they checked in a giant perch, 16 and a half inches, Pete.
Wow. That's a big
perch. That is a wall hanger. The fish ate a flash minnow, fished off Leadbetter Beach, and that's a tactic that just keeps getting better, and that's throwing those big, hard jerk baits for some of these trophy perch, you know. Traditional perch baits, an inch and a half, 2-3 inches, but a big, you know, a big flash minnow's getting the job done on those big fish. A 3-pound fish, you know, will take a big bait like that. Halibut bite also got better, 30-inch. Fish up to 30 inch, lots more legals. The guys said they seen some staging grunion. The first grunion run is going to be March 3rd, so we're right there. You already have grunion in the shallows. Just Fishing reported good perch action on most South Bay beaches. fish range to a pound and a half. They're taking mussel, bloodworms, grubs. Hermosa Pier was a hot spot. Big Fish reported good perch action along Bolsa Chica, Huntington. Ketchum Tackle reported perch action off street jetties, the Wedge, Hogan's. Saw good action at Salt Creeker on the barred perch. And then Pacific Coast reported very good perch action on the North County beaches. The story down there was the halibut bite really took off this week, especially in the lagoons and in the harbors. I think it's probably a function of that grunion staging in the shallows. I think the third is going to be the first run, so look for that fishing to get better. I think 32 inches was the best fish there. They also wrapped up their perch derby in a 1.82-pound barred perch. Won that perch derby yesterday, I think, or the 28th, the last day there. So that's not a bad perch for you know, San Diego beaches. But I tell you, 3 pound, 3 ounce, 16 and a half. Put your hands
that's
together.
That's a whopper.
16 and a half.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. That's a big perch, dude. Hey, and are we going to see you coming out for the shows?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to make it out this year.
All right.
Yeah, we've had, you know, I've been taking care of my mom, and I lost my mom about 3 weeks ago. So,
oh, sorry about that.
Yep. Her and my pops took me fishing the first time, and I'm forever grateful to.
Beautiful.
She was 93 years old, lived a good life. So.
Wow, oh, yeah.
Now, that'll make me. Yeah, give me more time to move around. It's been, it's been a couple of years she's been with me. So
yeah.
Anyways,
well,
guys,
sorry to hear that, Gundy, but it'd be good to see more Gundy around.
Yeah,
too,
yeah,
buddy.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we'll see you at the show, and we'll
look
talk to you next
on, man.
Next
I'm
Sunday.
I'm after you.
Watch out! I want the hug, baby. It's gonna be big this year.
I love it.
All right,
I got
Gundy.
More stories about you, Bond Man.
Yeah, I say that's a source. Like, if there's a seminar that Jess should you know cultivate, it should be having Gundy telling
talk
all the good
about
Mike
Bond
stories.
Yeah.
Exactly. Us vendors would probably pay a whole lot for that. You know?
Yeah,
Sacramento Island with Digger.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
All right,
you,
we'll
buddy.
Talk to you next Sunday, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. And what is your favorite part of the show?
Me? Right. Actually, it's the so I was telling Bill the other day, I put my head on a drone and I fly down each aisle, and you every single 10-foot booth is something different.
Yeah.
It's everything, you know, you got to take 2 days to do it. It's
yeah.
Just,
it's a
so
lot
much
to
fun.
See.
Yep.
As you can hear, we got a lot of show still coming your way. Another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup. You stay tuned. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. We will have exclusive products and promotions available only from us. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else at the show will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth.